All right, we're going to open the public hearing on LD 348, resolve to study the effect of high intensity headlights on drivers, presented by Representative Campbell. In his stead, Representative White.
My thank you, Senator Nagel, my colleagues on the Transportation Committee. I am not Dick Campbell. However, I got a phone call about a half hour before I got here, and now I am. So, reading in his stead, I am State Representative Richard H. Campbell, and I proudly represent District 19, Eddington, Holden, and Orrington. It is a pleasure to have the opportunity to present LD 348, resolve to study the effects of high-intensity headlights on drivers. It has been brought to my attention, and I have personally experienced, as I will interject, I have as well, the new high-intensity headlights as a hazard to the driving public. I raised this concern during the main auto dealers legislative meeting of probably 20 dealers, one of which stated they are doing something about them in Europe. My question is, why not in the United States? Oncoming vehicles approaching from the rear, large pickups, the regular SUVs are the worst. When in an outside corner and in the inside corner, the vehicle has high lights, they truly obstruct the vision of the other drivers. When taking a left on main road or street, the vehicle at the stop sign is larger than the turning vehicle. One can be so blind that you cannot see your lane curb cut. The photo from the difference between regular headlights and high intensity lights, even the small pickup at 10:30 a.m. with an aftermarket light bar, blinds drivers from the rear. The enhanced light for the driver transfers the danger to the many who deal with the devastating glare. I have no interest in creating problems for main auto dealers, but a main concern passed on to the manufacturers may be the message needed to address this hazard. Thank you for the opportunity to have this bill before you, and my hope is the wisdom of the committee will address this major driving issue. And as you can see, he included some photographs, and I'm sure that we've all driven enough to have experienced this personally.
It appears that someone was using a handheld device while driving these photos.
Could be, but maybe he had a dash mounted camera. We don't really know. We're passenger in the vehicle.
Anyone who would like to testify in favor of this legislation? Seeing none. Anyone who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none. Anyone who would like to testify neither for nor against? Deputy Curtis.
Good morning, Senator Nagel, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation. I'm Kathy Curtis, Deputy Secretary of State for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and I'm providing testimony neither for nor against LD 348. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles supports roadway safety by ensuring drivers possess the knowledge, skills, and driving history to operate safely, and that vehicles are qualified to be registered and titled. The bill requires the Department of Secretary of State Bureau of Motor Vehicles to convene and staff a group to study the effects of the high-intensity headlights on vehicles and to report back to this committee its findings and recommendations. There are federal motor vehicle safety standards that regulate the headlights that are installed in vehicles by manufacturers. However, there are aftermarket products, such as headlights, available to consumers, which are not regulated by these federal standards. It's our understanding that some of these headlights are affecting other drivers when they're meeting vehicles head on or at rounding a corner, as we just heard. While we're committed to supporting roadway safety and we understand the concerns this study is trying to address, our Bureau does not regulate vehicle parts or the sale of vehicle parts, nor do we really have the expertise to address or solve this problem. We don't oppose the study, but we do not believe that the Department of Secretary of State Bureau of Motor Vehicles is the appropriate agency to lead this effort. The safety on main roadway, the safety for main road users is paramount to the importance of the department. It is for these reasons we ask that if you approve this bill, another entity with more expertise in this area is directed to convene and staff the working group. Thank you for your time today, and I'm very happy to answer any questions that you have.
Representative Van Cleese.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Deputy Secretary Curtis.
You're very welcome.
Not asking you to go out on a limb here, but when you say another entity, are you referring potentially to the Traffic Safety Division of the Department of Public Safety or the Department of, or the State Police?
Well, I really don't know their capacity for doing something like this, so I'd really have to defer to them.
Okay. Just trying it out.
Well, they're not here, so it'd be easy to say they could. Representative Montel, or Albert, sorry.
Thank you.
I think it's the hair.
I don't know what we as a state could do. I'm sure there are some various options. But personally, I think this is a federal issue. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I do believe that the federal government regulates vehicles that are being manufactured, and they regulate the vehicle manufacturers. They also, there's a consumer protection agency that would, you know, protect consumers against harm. I don't know where that would fall, but somewhere in there.
Exactly my point, simply because they are being manufactured. I was told I have a 2017 Cherokee, and my wife said, why don't we change our yellow lights to these brighter ones? And I says, no way. I did ask my mechanic, though, and he said, Roger, he said, I don't think we can do it because it won't pass inspection. It wasn't born with it. So just an opinion. Thank you.
Yeah. Representative Montel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I guess I would wonder like what a study would look like. How, or do we not know what is, and when were these introduced and why?
All great questions. I don't have the answers.
Perhaps the work session, yes.
Now that I'm sitting in this seat instead of standing up there, I just have a couple of comments. Part of this and part of the testimony I read spoke of light bars and HI lights that are installed in vehicles. If you're putting lights in your vehicle that are brighter than the lights that came with it, there are rules that you're violating. And light bars as well. However, discretion and enforcement has been utilized in the state because where Representative Albert lives, as opposed to where you live, those light bars are literally lifesavers. If you're alone on some of those roads, especially in a truck or all the ambulances in Arista County have light bars mounted because of the wildlife, the deer, but more importantly, the moose. Law enforcement overlooks that, though you're not supposed to run them on public ways, as long as you're smart enough to shut it off when you're coming into traffic. So there's a tremendous amount of discretion with what we're doing here. There is a lack of enforcement around the state for people installing lights that shouldn't be in their vehicles, pretty much because it's very hard for the officer on the side of the road to know that those are actually illegal headlights or not. I mean, some of them are blatantly obvious, but some are very hard to tell. And you may have something that's the same headlight that's legal in a brand new car that if you installed it in your 96 Jetta, probably wouldn't be legal because it didn't come as standard equipment. That's where we come into all the standards constantly. So this is a can of worms. I think Representative Albert nailed it when he said it's a federal issue. I think as a committee, we could, and this is probably more of a work session thing, we should look at maybe addressing the feds with a letter from the committee with our concerns. But, going above them and making a standard would be pretty difficult for a state to do. Just my two cents. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? There was a question there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Right. So, okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you. Anyone else who would like to testify neither for nor against? Seeing none. Oh, Representative Vankman.
For the work session, do you think it would be prudent to invite Lieutenant Scott just to tell us?
So he can
more?
Tell us that he doesn't want to do this study either?
Yeah, I can't say that on mic, but
I just did.
That's the chair's words, but he knows more about this because he talks about all the manufacturing standards. Right. Whenever we have, what cars and trucks were allowed to register on the roads, bills, those sorts of things. And I feel like this is kind of his wheelhouse. So mm-hmm. I would just like to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
That's all. Thank you.
I'm actually surprised he's not here.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I'm sure I'll Google this. I'll see if there's some studies out there. There must be. Somebody must have done this. So, okay. Anybody else have questions for the analyst? Seeing none, we'll close this public hearing. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.